This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Question, letting go of the past pains to live in the present. I spoke about this yesterday and I want to take it a little bit further today. We all go through times of pain. Some of it's intensely personal, the death of your parents or a child, and sometimes the pain of a divorce or breakup. And then there is another thing called an abusive parent. You've grown up in a home where you've been abused or sexually molested. Substance abuse. I mean, we all go through these sorts of pain, not necessarily those, but others as well. There's no way we can avoid those pains that are sometimes inflicted. So what do we do? How do we deal with it? I think the problem is how we deal with the personal inner pain. Thankfully, most of us work our way through it. We might move on. At some point, each of us will try to hold on, actually, to these past hurts, and holding on is not really a healthy thing to do. So a question I want to ask is, have you got reliable friends that you can share with? It's true, everybody needs someone to talk to. Everyone needs a friend who we can be direct with, someone who can actually listen to us and speak the truth to us. We do need someone that we can trust and who will encourage us to move on. And what about turning to your family as confidants? Now, maybe you're thinking, sure, you don't know. My family is the problem. You want me to talk to them? Well, let me ask you this question. Is all of your family the problem or just one or two? Now, when we look at our family as a whole, most of us would agree, if there are problems, it's just with a few individuals and not the whole family. So is there any reason why we can't talk to others in our family? Did a family member cause the problem in the first place? It reminds me of that great movie, you know, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. There's a scene where Indiana Jones is talking to his father as they were leaving Nazi Germany. And Indiana says to his dad, you know, you were more interested in people who died 500 years ago than our own family. Now, it might have been a throwaway comment, but it's an interesting one. Taking an interest in our family, talking to them. That will often solve the problem. Even if you can't speak to the person, you can always write a letter to them, send them an email, just to get that issue off your chest. The Bible has a great verse, and I'm looking today at Psalm 55, verse 22. It says, give your burdens to the Lord, he will carry them. He will not permit the godly to slip or fall. That's Psalm 55, 22. So I think that pain from the past can be diminished when you recognize what it is and you share it. So do you have someone that you can share with? I certainly hope so. So to get most out of sharing your past hurts, you need to include God. After all, we're talking about the Creator God. How can we live our lives without this business of going back to the past? Well, if you look at your life, I think life's a story about relationships and transformation. And when we discover the truth that God has an extraordinary purpose for your life, we can press on. But then it does mean you have to make some determination to resolve the hurts. Now, I use that word resolution, and it means that you've talked to someone and you've moved on to the next step. Too often, people focus on one hurt, one thing that happened, and let that ruin their lives. It's really not worth it. Mature people stop focusing on what could have been. They get on with life. So it's a shame that many people store away in their mind and their memory things from the past. They may deny it's there, repress it, just pretend it didn't happen. So I think that feeling the pain of wounds from the past is a very cleansing experience, even though the emotional side of that can be quite frightening. So if you've got no one, talk to your minister or your priest or a qualified counsellor, and remember the pain that you feel is less dangerous, actually, than the pain you hide. When Paul, the apostle, wrote the Philippians, he said, I press on to possess what Christ first possessed me. No, he said, I've not achieved it. But he said, I focus on this one thing. I forget the past and I look forward to what lies ahead. So for Paul, every day was something that he wanted God to be involved in. Thank you, Lord. There are so many lessons we can learn. Give us the grace and the courage to learn them today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.